You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is 6 minutes after six right now. We've already got people chiming in on our stream chat. Good morning, Alicia. She is up in the Fox Valley area. Good morning to you, Brian. How's it going today?
Good morning, Jamie. I am well. It is weather's been crazy. We had big storms yesterday. It's humidity now. Tomorrow it's supposed to, but it's, you know, it's good. I'm looking at. Thankfully, we didn't suffer a lot of damage. A lot of
That's
places
good.
Around us. A lot of storm damage yesterday. So we made it through. But you know, welcome to everybody. You're welcome to jump in, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Usually we try to start the show, you know, with a little light banter, but I wanted to bring this up today. There was another shooting yesterday, this one at a mosque in San Diego. Three people were killed by two teenagers who then apparently took their own lives. It's just, and I don't want to go over the whole, you know, I don't want to get into gun control. I don't want, but what's funny to me is, and it, I guess funny, unusual, it caused me to question, this has become so run of the mill. Like, it didn't even make the rundown.
Right.
I was like, oh, we don't really have room to put it in anywhere. And, you know, what are we going to say? Oh, thoughts and prayers. Oh, why are assault weapons? Oh, access to guns. Blah, 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 blah. And I just thought it was a sad state of affairs that even a show like ours that focuses on current events is like, this happens so often. Is it even news anymore?
And that happens a lot, right? When we're planning a show, because we have had numerous shootings across the country over the last few months. And because this is such commonplace in this country, and by the way, talk to a friend who doesn't live in this country in somewhere in Europe or even in Canada where their laws are a lot different. And they're like, how can you, if you've got a friend like that, how can you just go on and think that this is normal? Because in those countries, it's not, right? So when they look at our news, they're just like, what is happening? How do you even fathom that this is normal, that people just do this? And it's sad because it doesn't even make major headlines in this country anymore because we're so used to these types of events happening.
Are you becoming immune to this? 855-75-CIVIC is our number, 855-752-4842. Be nice to Parker. He's drowsy, but you got to be nice to him to get to us. That's how it works. So call in. Give Parker a little hidey-ho.
Yes.
And,
or yell at me and wake me up.
Wow. All right. Well, you have given the – now
roll
you have
dice.
Opened the floodgates.
Good luck with that. Somebody on the phone. Let's see what happens.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's so weird because it – like, this one didn't even make the local papers, really.
No.
I was on this morning, I was on the Journal Sentinel, Cap Times, the State Journal, and it's not like top of the page. You have to go to a national news organization. Mm-hmm. So that's weird. And this one was a little strange because, you know, sometimes we blame the parents. And there was that case in Michigan where the parents were actually taken to court because they had been warned about their kid. Well, this one, a parent actually was the one who called the police and goes, listen, my kid is suicidal. They took my guns. They took my car. They're dressed in all camo. Their friend is with them. And the police were like, well, that doesn't sound like somebody who's going to harm themselves first. And so the whole thing is just, it's just awful. And there's no other words for it. There's no, I don't want to hear today, thoughts and prayers to me are the most worthless three words that are uttered by politicians and other people. It's just, shut up.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean
anything.
Are we doing
anything? You know, are you going to do anything? If not, shut up and get out of the way.
Did you ever think you would become a person that didn't think about these things, or that when you saw, because that's what I always think about myself, right?
Yeah.
When I see these headlines, I always read them, I pause, I pay attention to them, but then I move on with life. And I never thought in a bazillion years that I would become the type of person who would be like, it's just another headline when we saw these things in the news. But it happens so often that I hate to admit that I've also become like that.
Well, think back to Columbine. Mm-hmm. That was like the first big one. There had been others, obviously, but that was a big one that was all over the news. And I can remember how I felt watching that. I remember exactly where I was.
Yep.
I was on the road in a hotel in Evansville, Indiana, and I was watching this all unfold. And it was heartbreaking. And Sandy Hook was the same way. Mm-hmm. And with each passing one, those feelings of grief got shorter because they were followed so quickly by another one.
Yep.
And especially with what we do, we see that we have to talk about this stuff all the time.
Yep.
And how many things, what can you say? We're going to get into a whole gun control argument with people again? No, I'm not going to do that. We're going to blame the parents. Okay, maybe in some cases that's valid. In some cases it's not. We're going to talk about mental health care needing to be fixed in this country. Obviously, but
I mean, it's all
happens.
Of those things, right? Like, it's literally all of those things. And where do you start in the conversation to actually have the conversation? Because it literally is every single one of the things that you just mentioned that we have problems with in this country and don't do a very good job of addressing in any way. You know, and especially when you talk about the mental health care, we're looking at those rights and some of those things being stripped from people right now through insurances, which is the only way they're getting that care. Again, I don't want to get into a Second Amendment argument this morning.
No,
it's too early for that.
It's
honestly.
Too early, and what's the point? Because you can support the Second Amendment and still have questions and still set limits. 855-75-CIVIC. Are you starting to become desensitized? Cindy is in Appleton. Good morning, Cindy.
Well, unfortunately, I think we all are. But I think one of the values of the Republican Party now has become murder. I mean, just brutally, outright. We don't care if people get shot on the streets. That's become part of their family values because they choose to do nothing. And I think this might be a good time to think about bringing somebody from the Moms Demand Action in for a speaker, because the statistics that people don't even understand is I forget how many hundreds of people are shot in this country every day. It's astonishing.
It definitely is. Cindy, we'll,
thank you for the
Frank
call.
Is nervous now because you are, thank you for the call. Frank is nervous. You're starting to book the guests. That's good. Frank, take notes. Cindy,
it's a great
wants
suggestion,
your job.
Though. Great
it
suggestion.
Is a great suggestion, and it is. But, you know, even that, I go, yes, that is a great suggestion. It's a worthwhile conversation to have. The frustrating part is we know nothing's going to happen.
Right.
We are a country based in freedoms. Mm-hmm. The Second Amendment is one of our guaranteed rights, even though it's kind of convoluted to a lot of people. They don't quite understand what it was meant for. But that's not the conversation we're having. It's just the desensitization does, and it does bother me. Like you were saying, Jamie, it bothers you, or you question how it's affected you. It's affected me too, and it hit me yesterday as I putting the show together. I'm like, yeah, what are we going to say about it?
Yeah,
you know,
right?
It's horrible. But it's probably going to happen again next week somewhere else.
Parker, I want to ask you, because you're all of 22.
Yeah.
You have grown up in an era where this is very commonplace. There's lots of kids your age, young adults your age, I should say, that have had to go through the school shooting drills. Brian, as a teacher, you've talked a little bit about this.
Oh, horrible. Yeah.
So as somebody who's 22, what do you think? I mean, do you even
22?
Pay attention to these headlines?
No, I really don't. It's been... I think I can, the last one, and probably the only one, frankly, that I can really think of that I had pause to was the ALCS shooting in Madison.
Sure.
And that's obviously just because that's so
close to home,
right?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Exactly. If it hits close to home, you're going to feel it more. You're going to pay more attention. Maybe, God forbid, you know somebody who's involved with it. So it means a little more. This is... And it doesn't negate the three lives of the men who were killed,
right.
Or even the two kids. You know, something was going on, but it's the other side of the country. It's we could take a second and go, that's terrible, and then we got other things right here to worry about.
But even think about here in Madison when that shooting took place. It was major headlines for all of what, maybe two, three days?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. We moved on with life. And and there was obviously people right here in our own neighborhoods that were reeling from what happened that day. I was over at the scene that day. I was covering it that day. I got to witness the parents and the teachers, and I got to witness some of the students and folks who lived in the neighborhood. It shouldn't have been forgotten. And I think there should have been, and I'm guilty.
Well,
I'm not blaming it on anybody. I'm just as guilty. But we didn't, I don't know if people got the support that they necessarily needed unless it was happening internally. But again, we weren't paying enough attention to even know that that was happening.
Right, because we're a 24-hour news cycle. We got to keep moving. There's always something new. There's always something coming down the pike that is more important. I was working in Milwaukee at the time of that shooting, and, you know, we talked about it when it was happening the next couple of days. And then, you know, there'd be a headline in the news reports, but as a topic on the show, it was like, okay, there comes a point. There's nothing else you can say. There's nothing else you can do. And you know, how many times do people want to hear from activists or psychiatrists?
Right.
And it's important to bring those people on if something happens close. I'm not discounting any of this. I'm just saying it's amazing how easily we have taken something like school shootings or church shootings or just shootings in general and relegated them to the, oh, yeah, of course there was a shooting today in Milwaukee or Madison or Chicago or New York. Of course there was a shooting. That's not news anymore.
I think the last one that really sticks out to me, and it was actually post moment, was the shooting that took place in the southern states in the black church. And it was President Obama who broke out into Amazing Grace with tears running down his face, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the last one that I really sit and go, ooh. You know, that was a bad one. And it wasn't even because of that moment necessarily, that particular moment in time. It was because of the president's reaction afterwards that I remember that.
Yeah, I'm with you because 9/11 was the same thing.
Sure.
Only in I saw powerful men like generals and stuff choking up when they were talking about
that.
And that was like, oh, man, I knew it was bad.
Right.
But when these guys who have seen countless horrors in war, our cry, it's, oh man, we are in serious trouble.
Yep.
And that's how we should all be feeling every time one of these happens. But we don't.
No.
You know, kids going to school, people going to church,
going to grocery stores. I mean, to the mall. I mean, these are things we should be allowed to just do in our everyday lives and feel safe and not feel like we're under some sort of threat or attack. And I know not everybody starts out their day like that. And I'm sure that's not even what was, you know, in anybody's mind yesterday in San Diego. Yeah. But at the same time, this is the reality that we live in, right?
Well, I don't know. Mark and Prairie du Sac texts in, and you can always jump in throughout the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We now have a president who daily, often at all hours, speaks or posts hateful thoughts or threatens genocide against entire nations. Yeah, but he didn't start all this. There were these kind of events way before Trump. I mean, listen, you know I blame him for everything he deserves, but This has been taking place
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Hey, let's clean things up and talk about how the EPA wants to limit PFAS or take away limits on PFAS. So that'll be good. It's Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan.
I'm Jamie Martinson. 6:19 right now. This is the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, this is Wisconsin's Morning Conversation. Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Civic Media Network. It is 6:22. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning, I'm Brian Noonan. Glad you're with us. As we tell you all the time, you can get involved, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And we never know who is listening when we start talking about different things. And we were talking about how we've seemingly become desensitized to mass shootings like the one we saw yesterday in San Diego at the largest mosque in San Diego. Three men dead. The two shooters also dead by their own hand. And we got a call from Ginger Mori, who is a candidate for U.S. House of Representatives here in Wisconsin in District 7. And she wanted to jump in and say something about this. So we welcome her. Hello, Ginger. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Jamie.
Good morning.
Thank you for talking about this.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be brief, which is something politicians often aren't, but I'll be brief. This is like my number one reason for running for Congress is because I have two amazing, beautiful, intelligent daughters, ages 21 and 23, and neither one of them have any interest in having children. I very much associate this with them growing up in a world where schools are getting shot with, you know, people who can take out a classroom faster than a teacher can dial 911. And to your point, thoughts and prayers don't change a thing. And even someone like Dr. Oz was just recently commenting on where we need to have a population of be reproducing at 2.1. We are currently at 1.5 because this next generation is not interested in bringing children into this world. And that's a really sad and scary place for all of us to be when young ladies are not wanting to have children. There's other reasons such as, you know, not having affordable health care, not having affordable child care, not having fully funded schools and whatnot. But if you think about what you just said while I've been waiting here, when we grew up, we had tornado drills.
Mm-hmm.
These kids have active shooter drills. And my 21-year-old had a real threat. Thankfully, it was only a threat when she was in high school. And then also when she was at college, they had another lockdown because of an active threat or perceived threat. It ended up the person didn't have a gun. It just looked like a gun. But when I talked to her about it, she's like, Mom, it's not if I'm going to be involved in an active shooter, it's when. I mean, that's
a scary thought.
20-year-olds think. Yeah.
A lot, and it's unfortunate, as you said, Ginger. Most of us think that way. Now, you try not to. You don't want to dwell on it because you do have to leave the house. But what about the desensitization thing?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? With my point there?
I absolutely agree with that for the folks that it didn't impact. We get desensitized to it, but the children who are growing up having to do active shooter drills, there is a real world consequence for
sure,
that.
Sure.
You know, so we as adults are like, oh, you know, in how many schools will it be tomorrow? And we move on. And we see that nobody's doing anything about it. But I believe a new day is coming, you know, not in some sort of strange way. But we have not had power as Democrats in a really long time. And I think in Wisconsin, that's absolutely, like, predictably going to happen. And I think that moms demand action are going to be heard. You know, just starting with those red flag legislation.
Yeah.
I hear you on the need for mental health. I grew up in a house where my dad's a counselor, my brother's a psychologist. I studied behavioral science. I talk more than I listen, so I'm a lawyer. But you know, like, I know that.
We're not getting that at all, Ginger.
Thanks. But it's one thing to acknowledge that we're desensitized. It's another thing to let it continue.
Yeah.
You can't let this continue. We can't let, it's the whole
thing.
So
which do we try to stop first, the desensitization or the shootings?
We have to stop the shooting.
Right. Yes, that we wouldn't have anything to be desensitized to.
And I think we talk about our kids so often and how this affects them. But I think, too, even as adults, I mean, we've seen shootings in nightclubs. We, as we alluded to last segment, we've seen shootings in movie theaters, in grocery stores. People just trying to live their lives, go to church, go shopping, whatever it might be. And I think even as adults, I think sometimes I know we don't handle it well either, even though we focus on our kids so often.
Right. I think the only change that I've had as an adult is when I walk into a place, I look at the exits. Like, I think that I think about being shot when I walk into a mall or a grocery
right.
store. I think kids who walk into a classroom do.
Yeah.
I think that's
probably.
Yeah.
Well, Ginger,
yeah.
we appreciate the call this morning. Thanks. And we'll look forward to talking to you again.
And I heard you when we were on, or while we were waiting about, with Chris and Fred. We love a good debate. You should invite us.
All right. Yes, we're gonna reach out.
We'll take,
see what they
yes,
see what they want to say. But yes,
Ginger
Mori is running for U.S. House of Reps for District 7. So thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. That's very.
It's always good to know
people in power are listening.
That's
we
right.
like that.
That's right. I mean, this is a long conversation that you could have over and over again. I guess at this point, what do you say? I mean, you keep the people.
Nothing.
You don't say anything. And I think in the back of my mind, I always think about the folks who have lost people or who this morning are now traumatized by what happened yesterday. Again, the thought process, because of how desensitized we've become, is pretty short. But it does stay in my mind for a little while before the news cycle hits us and we move on, right?
Well,
I mean,
Ginger kind of alluded to this and we got to go, but it also triggers all the people who have survived these in the past.
Yeah.
Because now it's just, man, ours wasn't the last one.
No.
This is not going to go well. When we come back after the news, oh my gosh, Tom Tiffany, we talked about him yesterday saying he didn't say something and then finding out he did. Well, we got him again. We'll do that and more. It's Daybreak. This is the Civic Media Network.
Want to join in on the conversation? Call or text 855-75-CIVIC. Now back to Brian and Jamie.
6:35 right now. We hope that you are having a great morning. If you're listening in Appleton and Oshkosh, bright and early on WISS, or in Wausau on WXCO, or in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, we're glad that you decided to join us. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning, I'm Brian Noonan. Glad you're here. Do you think politicians believe that you're stupid or that none of us have the internet? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And you could make this about any politician, really. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle, any politician. This morning's target is Tom Tiffany.
Maybe
you know
they
Tom
think
Tiffany.
We're desensitized to them not telling the truth, too. Maybe
well,
that's
that'll
it.
Never dissent. That it's funny. That doesn't desensitize
right.
me. That
infuriates. Yeah.
Sad and angry as I get about the shootings, I get incensed when people when you think we're dumb and you lie to us straight up when we have, as the kids like to call them, Jamie, I used to call them the truth, but now we have receipts.
We do have receipts.
Parker, is that a good use of that? I see you laughing. I'm trying to be hip with the kids.
You're being hip with the kids, Brian. Well
I'm trying
done.
To be a groovy cat daddy.
The internet lives forever. That's what our current politicians need to remember. That it lives forever.
Well, somebody in the Tiffany campaign needs to remind him of that because Tom, of course, is running for governor in the state of Wisconsin. He's facing criticisms over conflicting positions on the war in Iran. Now, on May 14th, which was what? Less than a week ago?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm looking at the calendar. I know what day it is, but I'm just making sure I'm correct. May 14th. During an interview on the Dryden Wire podcast, oh, top tier. I don't even know what that is. But he said it's time to wrap things up when talking about the war. He did. He said this.
My position is it's time to wrap up the war. We have degraded Iran's nuclear and military capability. Most of their ships are in the bottom of the sea. And we've largely degraded their nuclear capability. It's time to wrap things up and come back home.
Okay, that sounds good. Very strong stance on there, emphasizing the
truth. I can't disagree with
zone.
That. I can totally see where what he's saying and agree with
but
that
Jamie,
statement.
Yes, you might agree with it, but what happened later that day?
Well, later that day, our representative from this great state voted against a House resolution that would have actually required the president to withdraw forces from Iran without congressional authorization.
Now, that withdraw forces from Iran kind of means the same as bringing the troops home.
Yes.
Would that be correct?
That would be correct, yes.
All right. And without congressional authorization, he is a member, a sitting member of Congress,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is. Why he runs for governor of the great state of Wisconsin, yes.
Okay. And again, this was the same day?
Yes, it was within just a few hours apart from the comments he made on the Dryden podcast to when he actually cast his vote. Now, this particular resolution argued that Congress has not formally declared any sort of war or even approved military action against Iran. And of course, Representative Tiffany's vote aligns with Republican support for maintaining presidential authority over the military decisions. There were only three Republicans, by the way, that broke ranks to support that resolution. One Democrat voted no due to some sort of technical issue with the timeline. But, I mean, is this where we're at? Is this the type of hypocrisy in our politics where they just downright lie to us so we feel better and then, like, we can't go actually check their votes or it's not going to be reported or linked together at some point?
And they realize, I know Tom Tiffany is an older gentleman, but he knows a podcast is recorded, correct?
I would hope so.
He's not just talking to this one guy in a room.
I would hope somebody on his team informed
the record,
him of that.
Once there's a microphone around you, we can check.
Yes.
And it doesn't, but it is, it's the brazenness of this, and this case is Tom Tiffany. We've got a million examples of everybody else.
Right.
So, you know, we still invite Tom Tiffany to come on the show. We had another Republican candidate for governor on yesterday. We'd love to talk to Tom Tiffany. But let's not pretend that this is not just a bald-faced lie.
What I love about this is when called out on this particular maneuver by Tiffany, we'll call it, he responded to that criticism by saying that Americans can want the war to wind down without limiting the president's role as commander-in-chief. That was his defense.
That's specifically his job.
Right.
Congress's job is to provide checks and balances. Checks means you put a stop to things, you slow things down, you halt things. I'll give you all the synonyms if you need it, Tom Tiffany and the rest of the Congress. If you don't know what it means to provide checks and balances on a president who went to war and is using loopholes to continue a war without having to check with anybody else, without having to get congressional approval, without having to justify it to the American people, without anything. He keeps using a little loophole, and if you're okay with that, that might be, but the rest of us are not.
And by the way, let's, again, just in case, you know, you haven't heard or seen his newest TV commercials, Tom Tiffany is running for governor of this state where, according to the latest polling, his potential constituents and even ones he represents now through as a representative in Congress, 61% of Wisconsin voters do not approve of this war. That includes 73% of independents opposing this war. Independents, a group that this man is probably going to need if he thinks that he might win the governorship of the state of Wisconsin in a few more months. I mean, again, technicalities and details, but you are literally voting against the interests of the people you represent, because here in Wisconsin and like numerous states, we're not alone. Gas prices rising, everything is up. People are starting to feel the squeeze. And so then you have a representative who votes against this resolution that would have basically pulled U.S. forces back until Congress officially approved the war. And I think that's where we have to start questioning our representatives, because this isn't just about this one vote. This is about a pattern. We've heard a lot. We heard a lot just over the past weekend at the Republican State Convention about party unity, getting everyone on the same page.
Well, they are all on the same page.
Behind the party. And that's fine because every party wants unity. But my concern is, does unity mean standing by your beliefs or standing by your party no matter what? Absolutely no matter what, even if it isn't in the best interest of the people you represent.
Well, the answer to your question is obvious. We're seeing it every day. It's blind loyalty to the party and blind acquiescence to a man who changes his mind constantly.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it in a few minutes. Oh, we were going to attack on Tuesday and blow them all out of the water, but now I'm not going to attack on Tuesday, and maybe I'll do this, and maybe and the Republicans in Congress just say, okay.
Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids chiming in on the text line. He says, send up the bat signal. Two-Face Tiffany is back in town. If you want to chime in this morning, 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-75-CIVIC. Now, let's also remember that Tom Tiffany has officially been endorsed by this president. He is officially endorsed as the next governor of Wisconsin by Donald Trump. So that endorsement is going to carry a lot of weight over the next few months in how Tom Tiffany decides to vote when he is still representing the state of Wisconsin. Because
he's not going to vote against
the president now.
He only got that endorsement because he always voted with the president beforehand. So it's not, you know.
But this is going
to be. It's not like all of a sudden he has to go, well, I better watch my P's and Q's.
But it's going
to
be a form of placating now because even though he always voted with this president, he is not going to. He's going to say things that are going to contradict the president. But when it comes down to the actual votes, when he is in the room doing his job, he is always going to do what is in the best interest of the president and not so much the American people or the people here in Wisconsin.
It goes back to the original question. Do they all think we're stupid? Because that's fine. If that's how you're going to be, then have the guts to be that person everywhere. Don't say one thing over here and then talk out of the other side of your mouth. If this is if you've sold your soul to Donald Trump, then sell your soul everywhere you go. Don't go on a podcast and say, well, I want it to end. It's time to wrap it up. Time to wrap it up is not being unhappy with it, as his weird spin justification made it out to be. When you say it's time to wrap it up, as a sitting member of Congress, that is tantamount to a vote. That's how you should be voting. If that's how you feel, that's how your constituents feel, that's how you should vote. So man up. Be the person that you're going to be.
Right.
Live up to the endorsement of your dear, fearless, tangerine-colored leader, and just do it. But don't treat us like we're idiots.
Right.
Listen, I always say there are a lot of stupid people, but and I'll stand by that. But I also even stupid people can suss out a lie.
No.
And when you're being disingenuous and hypocritical and flat-out bald-faced lying, we know you're not fooling us.
And I think, too, I mean, I look at it simply from the stance of that Marquette poll that I cited just a couple of minutes ago. If you're a strong Republican voter, this probably doesn't bother you. If you trust the party, you're going to trust Tom Tiffany's decision. But the independence is where I keep going back to, or even somebody who's just in the middle, because in Wisconsin elections, obviously we know that those middle of the road, those independent voters can sway things one way or the other. And so I guess the question for them, if you're listening this morning, how do you trust the decisions that this man would make at the state level if he's willing to make these type of compromises in the U.S. House of Representatives? Do you want a governor who is also going to say one thing but votes another when pressure comes from party leadership? I mean, don't we want, I guess for me, I want somebody who's willing to, you know, as you're stating, Brian, break ranks and, you know, make their own decisions, not necessarily just go along with party lines every single time. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm asking for way too much. Am I asking for way too much?
We should ask for a lot from our elected representatives. And yet we ask, they don't give in. And it's just another reason, and I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you to vote. I don't care who you vote for. I do, but I'm not. I'm also not arrogant enough to think that I'm going to change your mind. But whatever is going on, the midterm is important. The primaries are important. You have to vote because we're seeing the play out all over the country with this gerrymandering. They think that people will be silenced. Voters, even in a gerrymandered district, you can still vote people in that they didn't plan on. So get out there and do it. And I know we're going to be banging on this drum for forever, probably, but at least through November, because then in November we'll either be partying for a couple days to celebrate or drowning our sorrows.
But that's the thing. I think when it comes to this gerrymandering, I'm not sure that going against the will of the voters is the best bet for some of these states. And that's essentially what some of the states are doing. The states that are trying to gerrymander have been told by their own voters that is not what they want. They want fairer maps. They don't want redistricting. They want to keep things the way they are, whatever it is.
Jamie.
So I'm not sure going against the will of your own voters actually works in your favor.
Jamie,
I think that
when are you going to
people.
Learn? Voters don't know what's best for them.
We
will tell them
tell
what's
us.
Best
That's
for them.
That's right. That's right.
We will also tell people what's best for small small birds. I lost my place for a minute. Yeah, well, listen, it's all right. It's early. It's daybreak. This is the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, community stories, and the conversations that matter most. Now, more Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
It's 6:52 right now. Very good choice of music this morning, Parker. That's a great one for this next song. Our next story, I should say. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning, I'm Brian Noonan. Every time I see a bird story now, I have to pull it because we know Jamie's love for birds, especially birds right here in Wisconsin. So on May 18th, Greg Septon of Muskego added a high-tech device to some of the falcon chicks that he has cared for, and that is not a euphemism. Since 1896, Greg is now 300 years old. Since 1986, he has banded about 1,500 falcon chicks as the founder of the Wisconsin Peregrine Falcon Recovery Project. The three downy peregrines he handled May 18th at the We Energies power plant in Oak Creek also received a blue morpho transmitter. This
Sounds
device,
fancy.
Which is about, yeah, it's very fancy. It's only about 3/4 of an inch by 1/4 of an inch because, you know, falcon chicks are not huge.
No.
Not like our Russian stork from yesterday.
That's right.
It weighs less than 1/10 of an ounce.
Wow.
It's solar powered and designed to connect with cell phones and wildlife monitoring experts. Jamie, this would be lovely for you because then you would know where all the birds were.
I would know where
and
all
you could
the birds
avoid
were.
Them at
I
all
would.
Costs.
I would. Absolutely. Now, I think
There's
this
birds.
Is, I think this is absolutely really cool,
it's very
though, because
cool.
I do love science, even though birds are not my favorite, but peregrine falcons were nearly wiped out by extinction a few years ago because of pesticides. So by the 1970s, they were completely basically gone from the state. And then you've got people like Greg who are doing some really great work to try to build back that population. And I think this is actually a really cool thing. Now, again, I don't need to get that close to the birds to appreciate the work that he's doing. So
would you like a peregrine falcon to come into the studio?
No, I think
we could
I
feed it Cheerios or mice.
We could just leave it over here.
Yeah,
that
I would love
great.
To sit in there like a pirate with a falcon
would,
on my shoulder.
That would be great.
Like some, imagine I've got
I'm a midi.
As long as it's with Parker the entire time.
And then I could actually take a break in a segment and the falcon could handle it.
There you go. You know, it's funny you say that because yesterday when I was walking the dog, there was a lady sitting out on her porch and I happened to look over at her and she had two parrots, one sitting on her finger and one sitting on her shoulder. I'm
wow.
not even joking.
Your nightmares come to life.
She was. And I was like, you are not my spirit human because we cannot be friends. Especially if you're going to pull your birds out while I'm
come
around.
Come here, my pretty.
Yeah, nope, not happening. But I can appreciate this because for about the last four decades, too, Septon has attached aluminum leg bands to roughly three-week-old chicks in Oak Creek, and the legs are sufficiently, in case anybody's wondering, developed at that age to accept this type of permanent band. And what is cool about this is, this is a technological leap as
yes.
far as the wildlife world goes because these birds were also fitted with a tiny black box of the blue morpho transmitter. So Septon crimped this device to a flange on the leg band and then added a little bit of super glue for good measure and so that these bands stay on and he
yeah.
can do some tracking and figure out where these chicks actually end up in life, which is really cool.
And the beauty of this is it's so tiny and so light, as opposed to the old ones, the black boxes. You would see pictures of like a bear or something with this big heavy thing around their neck, or a deer. And you go, oh, that's got to be a nightmare. But this is so tiny that it doesn't weigh anything. And that's it's one of the most important parts of animal science and wildlife science, is being able to know where these go. And for Jamie, it's just survival, day-to-day survival.
It is, absolutely. Oh, as long as we're talking about birds, I do have an update.
The duckling?
Yes.
My fuzzy head. So I went out yesterday afternoon, and the nest has been vacated. All 7 eggs are empty, though.
Good.
I am going to hope that they've been cracked open. They're still there. I left everything undisturbed.
Okay.
So I am hoping that means there are 7 fuzzy heads waddling around somewhere in this world behind their mama and are doing very, very well. I figured that by the time we got home, just based on how much she was on the nest, that we were probably, I was not going to be there when they hatched, but I was excited to see that all 7 eggs were empty indeed, and there were remnants of little ducklings from the nest.
How close do you live to like a water source where you could go look and see?
We
can
do
you
live
walk
very,
over there and
I
see
can.
Them?
We live by several, 2 or 3 different ponds in our neighborhood. So that might be the ventures later today when I finally am able to leave downtown. So
see if you find them, take a picture, put it on one of our new social media pages, which you can check out on Facebook and Instagram, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie, when you're not downloading the podcast on Spotify, also under the same name, or listening to us on the free Civic Media app.
That's
there
right.
We got them.
That's right. But I was very excited yesterday to see that the eggs were all indeed empty, because I'm not as talented as Greg Septon up in Muskego. This is like my own little social science experiment that I've been conducting with the ducks in our front yard.
Well, now we demand that you go and look at the local waterways and see if you can find them.
Because I'm guessing
there's not going to be a ton of different families of ducklings.
No,
you're not going to go, oh, I wonder if those were the ones.
And I don't know when ducks start to fly. Like, I don't know when baby ducks start to fly, so I can't imagine that they were able to get too far yet, because they'd only be about a week or so old. So I can't imagine they were able to get too far too quickly.
They're able to waddle off that quick.
I don't know much about baby ducks, so I don't. Right. I don't know.
We need a duck expert.
I know we do.
Frank,
need
a duck expert. He's like, I'm trying to book senators and congresspeople
and you guys want a duck expert.
Candidates. Yeah, get us a duck expert. We don't care. Listen,
I'd be fascinated.
All this craziness. Mr. Highfalutin.
You got to know about your enemy, too. So if I know about my enemies in life and I study about birds, then maybe they won't be so terrifying.
I'm telling you, I would love us to do a show with some big birds on our shoulders.
You all have a stuffed one. Alicia over on our YouTube chat says, the day the falcon comes to the studio is the day that Jamie works remotely. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Falconry is fascinating.
It is fascinating.
If they get these birds to fly off and come back and they land right on your arm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't
want
them to land on
falcons.
Me.
Live falcons.
Nope.
Well, Jamie, you missed the other turn that the show was taking. We'll tell you in the show within a show, because right now we have to move along. Stuff You Need to Know is next. I'm Brian Noonan. This is Daybreak.
I'm Jamie Martinson. It is 6:59 right now. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.